This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. May 1st, scouting report from Central Texas. This is Mike Adams here for pandemic.news. I decided to venture out today with my mask and my gloves and my sanitizer towelettes, you know, just to wipe down everything after I got back to the car. I went to four different retail establishments in Central Texas, and I found a horrifyingly low rate of compliance with any kind of mask wearing suggestions by the governor of Texas. Now, I'm not sure if wearing a mask is mandatory in Texas right now, but it should be. And I saw stores where half the employees weren't wearing masks. Now, there were some stores that had 100% compliance. It was obviously some kind of store policy. But a couple of the stores, employees just didn't bother. So employees not even wearing masks. And then I estimate that about one-third of the customers that I saw just walking through the different stores, which were very crowded, by the way. You know, May 1st, this is the day that Texas is kind of, quote, reopening. And I guess that a lot of COVIDiots out there are assuming, well, that means that the virus is gone and no masks are necessary, probably because they've been listening to the pandemic denialism talking heads and bad journalists and people in the independent media and the conservative media who have been telling people this whole thing is fake. So about a third of the customers are walking around stores with no masks. And I felt like walking up to them and saying, what, you don't believe in the germ theory? But I decided there's no point in that. And since I'm armed all the time, it's better not to sort of start any confrontation. Hey, they might be armed too, you know? You know, as they say, when everybody carries a gun, it becomes a polite society. So I did not say what was on my mind to these people. Instead, I'm saying it here. Yeah, Central Texas, full of COVIDiots. That's COVID idiots, of course, who are running around with no masks thinking this whole thing is over. Now, I probably don't have to tell you, if you're listening to this, that this whole scenario that I just described to you, this thing's going to end badly. We're going to have maybe 6 to 8 weeks of everything looking great. And then we're going to have a new explosion of infections and hospitalizations and deaths because of these people who refuse to wear masks in indoor environments, no less. They're inside buildings. They're passing each other in the store aisles. You know how they say, oh, maintain a 6-foot distance? Well, you can't do that when you're shopping in a store where other people are shopping, right? You can't maintain 6 feet distance. And when those other people aren't wearing masks, then my God, this is basically a no mitigation strategy, which ends badly. In fact, I've done some modeling for the state of Texas or of the state of Texas, looking at some of the numbers, and I got to tell you, just running the spreadsheets, by the end of August, if there aren't new efforts to crack down on this and sort of force people to wear masks, you know, Texas is going to be looking at over 10,000 deaths, over 10,000 deaths, because people have to be idiots running around with no masks. And frankly, people in the media have to be idiots too, and tell people that this thing isn't real. So they've created a danger for everybody in society. Everybody. It's just incredible. And, you know, here's something else I observed. It was mostly men who weren't wearing masks. I noticed that women tend to be a little more cautious on this. Maybe that's the nurture side of women on display there. But it was men mostly who weren't wearing masks, and just men by themselves, not like a couple and the woman was wearing a mask and the man wasn't. I don't think I saw that at all. It's just men by themselves refusing to wear masks of all ages, old and young, and employees who were mostly men not wearing masks. So I guess this is the suicide neurology of the male archetype here, just venturing out into the wild, throwing caution to the wind with a spear, you know, and some animal fur underwear or whatever, and thinking that they're never going to die because they're immune to cause and effect. Well, that's not going to work very well. In fact, here, I'll describe what's going to happen, actually. We're going to have a new wave of lockdowns in Texas because of these COVID idiots walking around without a mask. So they're spreading the coronavirus, no question about it, that has a very high transmissivity, a high R-naught value, right? Easily transmitted through the air, especially in indoor air environments. And so these people who mostly claim, oh, we want to be free, so they decide not to wear a mask, guess what? You're going to get locked down under medical martial law. How's that going to work for your freedom? Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do then? You see, if people would just act like adults, then we wouldn't have continued infections spreading across society. See, right now, there are 50 states that are in various stages of reopening their local economies. Texas is one of the first. Georgia was, I think, the first in the United States. And Georgia basically just says, screw it. Just let everybody get infected. We're just going to run this massive experiment in mass death and see what happens. Okay. Well, I'm glad Georgia opened first, so maybe other states can learn from Georgia's mistakes before it's too late. But Texas isn't looking very good. I mean, the plans from the governor looked pretty good. I'm not criticizing Governor Abbott over this. The problem is the lack of compliance among Texans. This is the problem. If Texans would just follow the suggestions of the governor, things would be probably fine. We wouldn't have to have a lockdown again in about 8 weeks or perhaps even sooner. But the way these people are acting, just childish, selfish, foolish, and stupid. That's why I call the disease Stupid 19. If you're walking around in a pandemic without a mask, you're just stupid. There's no other way to say it, especially when you're sharing an indoor environment with other people. You're spreading it. That's foolish. It's stupid. It'll probably be at some point, people will start getting cited and fined for that. And what is a government fine, really, in this circumstance? It's a penalty for being stupid. You know, it's like, if everybody acted responsibly and acted in a mature way, there wouldn't be very many government fines or parking tickets or what have you. What are parking tickets for? To tell you that you're so stupid for parking there, you know, next to the fire hydrant or whatever, that we're going to make you pay. You know, you're going to pay a financial cost for your stupidity. Probably that's coming concerning masks. People walk around in retail stores without wearing a mask, they're probably going to get fined. And I hope those fines are very large. Why not make it $1,000? You know, $1,000 fine. That's kind of a tax on stupidity. If you're stupid enough to not wear a mask in a retail establishment in the middle of a pandemic that was set off by a genetically engineered biological weapon designed to exterminate human life, and you think you're immune, you're kind of stupid. And it's time to sort of help people realize the level of stupidity they have achieved. So that's the intel report from Central Texas. Not good. This is not what I hope to see. I thank all those people who are wearing masks, but it's not high enough. The numbers aren't high enough. So you're going to see a lot of new infections in the coming couple of months. Mark my words, I can already see it. And probably mask compliance will go down in the days ahead unless the governor of Texas does something to get more aggressive with the mask mandates. So we'll see what happens, but this is not a good sign. Not at all. And if this is true anywhere else across America, this is going to be catastrophic. Yep. Just like I warned, what happened? Complacency. But check out my video, The 10 Phases of Coronavirus, which gives the total breakdown of what's actually happening and what's not happening and what is yet to come. You know, complacency will be followed by a resurgence of new infections. It's coming. So, yeah, be ready for that. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.